Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
Good Thursday afternoon, everybody in H-Town. It's time to get down to business because we've got football on the agenda. I'm Joel Blank. He's Barry Laminack. Behind the glass is a man with a touch of class, Quick Nick, Nick Shirara, and we are here for the next 3 hours. We are here Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m., and we are here for you, the listener. So make sure you download the app, make sure you get to the website, and make sure you give us a call, 713-780-ESPN. Plenty of football to talk about, and including a game with Houston ties right off the bat tonight. Another national TV game, as they not necessarily return to the scene of the crime, but they know who the perpetrator is, and this time they get a chance at some sort of a revenge as the U of H Cougars are at home on ESPN at the initialized stadium, TDECU, and they're taking on the UConn Huskies in the one that got away, part deux. Barry, before we get to any other football, we know that we're going to kick off our weekend, literally, with the Cougs tonight. And this is one where even Coach Herman said, whether it's significant or not, they remember what happened last year. And so they're definitely going to be ready for the Huskies coming into H-Town tonight.
Yeah, and you know what? I think the difference, obviously, they want revenge, right? They want redemption in this game against UConn. But I think the one thing that people may not be paying attention to is the fact that because they're ranked, because U of H is ranked as high as they are, they're sixth in the AP poll and, seventh in the coaches poll, they've got to go out and not just win the game. Like, they have to win it convincingly to continue to hold their ranking. So this isn't just a, well, let's just go out and beat them and you know, win by a field goal. This is a team that they have to go out and handle and prove that, hey, we're one of the six best teams in the nation for a reason, and we're not going to struggle against a two and two UConn team.
Yeah, and you know, interesting you brought that up, because in looking at that game tonight and what happened in Cincinnati in a game that we labeled, whether you call it a trap game or whatever you want to call it, it was a hornet's nest that they were walking into. Short week, your two best players didn't play the week before. Cincinnati crowd all fired up, having a blackout, doing all these different things to make a national TV audience. In this case, in this scenario, with the fact that with everything you mentioned and the fact that they know Louisville's playing so well that all eyes are going to be on the game coming up, but on the fact that can Houston hold their serve and stay at least on somewhat of a parallel with Louisville, who still plays a monster game this weekend that I'm looking forward to on Saturday night when they play at Clemson. But they have to make sure that they stay relevant by being impressive. That's why tonight, unlike that game against Cincinnati, I see U of H from start to finish coming out, firing on all cylinders, and really trying to make a statement by blowing out a team that beat them the year before so that they can say, hey, last year's not this year. We're much better. And by the way, we know how to pummel teams when we have to. And it all stems from how healthy is Greg Ward as well.
Yeah, the Cincinnati game, I think, was I mean, Cincinnati's a good football team. So, I mean, they're not, I don't think they're top 25 caliber, but they're not a bad football team like I think Connecticut is. Connecticut has beat Virginia and Maine and lost to Navy and Syracuse. So that kind of tells you where they are in the landscape of college football. They're 2-2, they're 0-1 in their conference. They're not making any waves with anybody. And so, yeah, I think the difference is that this is a team you're supposed to beat and supposed to beat handily. And no excuses. I mean, if Greg Ward isn't healthy, Greg Ward isn't the team per se. They have a solid defense, the Cougars do, so they need to go out and hold Connecticut, you know, to 17 points and go out and put up 40 without Greg Ward or 60 with Greg Ward. And I think that keeps them in the conversation of, yeah, this is one of the best teams in the nation.
I think that the one silver lining to the Cincinnati game was, as close as it was, and the fact that they were trailing going in the early stages of the fourth quarter, the fact that they were able to get the two defensive touchdowns late and the scorekeeper basically did them a favor, because the fact that at the end of the night it looked like a double-digit victory for a lot of people that didn't see the game, and a lot of people that have some kind of influence on college football can say, oh, they won by you know, a large margin. But if you saw the game and watched it like we did, we know that was a different story, that they really were on the verge of teetering right out of any kind of contention for a national championship by losing that game, because as much as they dominated the time of possession and the yardage game and on the field, the scoreboard indicated that the turnovers were killing them, and they had a real legitimate chance to let that one get away.
Yeah, no, they did. It was a nail biter, and until the last few minutes, and the defense took over, and so, like I said, yeah, that Cincinnati team was a good football team, not great,
right,
but they were a good football team. So this shouldn't be close. Everyone likes, well, it's a conference game, it's in conference, it doesn't matter. This isn't a good football team. It'd be like saying when Alabama plays Vanderbilt, well, it's SEC. No, that doesn't matter.
Still
as
apples
much.
And oranges, that's for sure. So that's something that we watch. If you want to talk about the Cougs, and I know some of you will, I know some of you out there on Twitter are definitely, without being nameless, Scott, I know you're going to be chiming in, I'm sure, but we are on Twitter at Barry Is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel, P-A-C-K, and at No Hit Nick. So you can get us throughout the show, chime in with your thoughts. If you do not exercise your cowardly keyboard confidence and anonymously put messages that we feel are tasteless, only Barry will repeat those. But other than that,
I didn't read the one yesterday. I just want the record to reflect.
You did read one.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I didn't
Google
bring
Dolls
it up.
One.
No,
I brought it up. But we didn't bring it up.
You're giving me credit for some hate.
He started. No. You finished.
No, you're giving me credit for hate I don't deserve. Trust me, I'll soak it up if I deserve it.
Let me tell you something. You stopped at the 7-Eleven and got you a 32-ounce Haterade before you stepped in this studio.
No,
I know
sir.
How it goes. It's
no,
fine.
Sir.
I can take it.
No, sir.
I'm good with that. So if you guys got more hate, then make sure you put your name on it so that we can
and all
respond
of our listeners
accordingly.
Are intelligent. Why are you calling them keyboard warriors, Joel?
No, there are some. We've already covered that, Nick. Don't you go there. Look, some of them come at you, too, just so you know.
Oh, I know. I see it. I
embrace it. See, that's the difference. You got to – dude, when people hate on
you're
you got to
embrace
it.
You're a comedian. You get it every night.
No, but you got – no. No, I don't get it every
night.
You get hecklers. I'm not that bad. Come on, man.
No, I'm not saying in a bad way, but you know that there's – just like we talk about the cowardly keyboard confidence, you get the guys that get a couple pops in them, and suddenly they think, well, I could do that too.
Oh, yeah.
And then they start taking shots at you. We've talked about that.
Yeah, but it's not every night. It's maybe once, like every 20 times you're on stage. But no, like on the radio, there's guys out there that just can't stand me and hate me, and I read those too. You got to embrace that. That's the fun part of this.
I'm working on this. It's a work in progress. That's all I'm going to say. It's a work in progress. I'll do that.
I'll get you there.
There you
go. I'll drag you in kicking and screaming.
See, and there you go. And with that in mind, you have a hobby as well as this.
Uh-oh.
So you probably want to tell people you're in town this week.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's I get paid, so I don't consider it a hobby anymore. But, I do have a show tonight at the Houston Improv. It's called the Houston Homegrown Show. And what they do is they take a lot of the local up-and-coming comics, and myself included, and they put on a great show, man. There's, like, Andy Huggins, who was a comedy legend, Theo Taylor, Ashton Womack. There's a ton of local comics that I promise you when you come to this show – you're going to be like, whoa, I had no idea there was this much talent in one city. So it's going to be cool, and I'm lucky enough to be on the show, and I'll even give out some tickets. They gave me a few to give away, so if you want to give away a few tickets, we can give away two, I guess. Yeah? Like, what? Pick a number, Nick.
Caller number 3, 4.
There you go. So just get their name, email,
so
and
just,
Nick, phone
you just
number.
Screwed it up because now caller 3 and 4 are going to want
caller number 4. We'll make it caller number 4.
All okay. Right. So get their name, email, and phone number, and then I'll leave 2 tickets for them at Will Call, and maybe Absolutely. We'll do this again before the show's over.
There you have it.
Cool.
Hey, there's all kinds of fringe benefits for just being a part of the show, and there's one of them. And I didn't mean it in a bad way.
Have you
way.
Ever been Hobby. To the improv? Have
yes,
you ever have you
times.
Been? Okay.
Yeah, I've seen Who's a lot your, of guys there.
Who'd you
I've
go seen, see? Who was the last
I've
one?
I've seen Pablo Francisco.
Okay.
I've seen Frank Caliendo.
Yeah.
I've seen Rob Schneider.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen several people. Yeah. I mean, I enjoy going to the improv and I go into shows in general. So, yeah, I definitely. And I was going to ask you.
Anytime
your man,
you want tickets, let me know, man.
I need to. Where's your boy Bob Bickerstaff? Bigger Steph.
Yeah, I don't know where he's at this week. He might be in like St. Louis. He does a lot of St. Louis.
He travels
Midwest.
A lot still.
Yeah, he's on the road quite a bit. So yeah.
Yeah. So that's a good time if you guys want to go, and that's definitely something to occupy your time in a very very valuable way and have some fun doing it. Barry's your man.
Cool.
We'll be giving out some tickets. So there's just another reason to come on in. Grab what are we grabbing today, Nick? Pillows. Blankets. Most of the chairs were filled yesterday. That's for Travis took up a freaking couch all by himself.
Grab anything in the living room.
I tell you what.
Well, anything within reason. Nick.
Yesterday was my first time meeting Travis.
I knew that.
And I thought he broke my hand when he shook my hand.
Did he almost crush it?
Dude. I'm a 42-year-old man. That was the hardest handshake I've ever experienced in my entire life. And I think he did it on purpose.
You think?
No, but it was one of them alpha moves.
By the way,
moves.
Prince Shug.
I think that was an alpha move.
Prince Shug is his nickname is going to stick.
Prince Shug.
Because he looks like Prince Fielder and Shug Knight. But he is a large man, and I underestimated him. Because I said he went maybe a burger short of 3 bills. And he definitely said he's more in the 330 range.
Boy,
but not only is he a large
boy.
Man. Yeah. But, I mean.
He's strong.
Yeah, still strong and definitely brings it. But the fact of the matter is that he brings it in such a warm, kind of a funny, loving way. That
you ever like shake in a dude's hand and they give you that limp fish shake?
Oh,
where they're just,
several.
Or like a chick's hand, right? You shake a woman's hand,
yep.
And it's not a firm handshake.
Yep.
That's what I felt like mine felt. And I'm a decent handshake. I'm not like I don't crush your hand or I'm not super strong, but I'll give you a firm man handshake. I felt dainty. When that happened, I was just like, like I didn't know what to do. I was like, that hurt.
I'm
I didn't know
it's
what to
unintentional.
Say.
He just has that natural squeeze.
That was an alpha move. Yeah. Don't lie. He was like, he was bossing on me. He was bossing on me. It's all right.
There's nothing wrong with that. Hey, at least we know he's on our side. That's
right.
What I said. I'll gladly walk behind that man when walking into a room because Trav can take care of business. We take care of business for you every day, 1 through 4. That means 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, right here, ESPN 97.5 FM.
ESPN 97.5.
Welcome to Fun with Fuel Additives, brought to you by the fine family of Berryman Automotive Products. Is the caller?
It's your mother. Are you studying for that test?
Mom, I'm on the air. What test?
That HESS test from those nice people at Berryman. You need to ace it.
You mean HESS as in high energy solvent technology? I don't have to take that test, Mom.
Oh, why? Because you're a radio
big shot.
Yeah,
we got to do the Facebook
now.
Live
don't
one.
Take
we can
that phone with me, young man.
HESS is what makes Berryman B12 fuel system cleaner the best on the market.
All the more reason to study. Remember your SATs?
Mom.
John Granato here for Renter's Warehouse, Houston's leasing and property management pros. You might be wondering, should I sell my home or rent it out? You should do the math, but that's where most people make two big mistakes. First, they forget about hefty commissions and closing costs. On a home sale, you usually fork out about 8%. So on a $200,000 home, that's $16,000 flying out of your pocket, not even close with renting. Second, think about the long haul. A home sale is one and done. With renting, your home is like a cash register that rings every month. And when you compare your rental gain over time to a 401k or savings account, it's often far better. So call your rent estate advisor at Renter's Warehouse first. Let them take you through the real math and find out how much your home will rent for with a free home rental price analysis. Call 713-224-RENT or visit renterswarehouse.com today. Renter's Warehouse, America's number one rent estate company. It's Renter's Warehouse.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll.
What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
Summer is over, but the deals are heating up at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on gorgeous pre-finished hardwood from just $149 per square foot. More than 30 varieties of beautiful bamboo from $129. Top quality North American and European laminate from just 39 cents. At least 20% off in-store closeout deals and more. Plus, special financing. The end-of-quarter clearance sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
John Granato here to talk to you about a company that can turn your house into a luxurious dream spa. The company's called Glacier Pool Supplies and Spas. Yes, Glacier might be in the company name, but they're bringing the heat, baby, with their showroom. They offer high-tech, luxurious hot tubs and saunas for sale. Turn your backyard into a therapeutic destination hotbed through Glacier Pool Supplies and Spas. Find out more about them, GlacierPoolTX.com. That's GlacierPoolTX.com.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
Can I help you?
He can't talk. That's Harry Dog, the Georgia mascot.
Oh, is it Nissan Heisman House time?
Yep. They've got Tim Tebow, Derrick Henry, and other Heisman legends. Head to NissanHeismanHouse.com and enter for a chance to win a two-night trip with up to three guests to the college football playoffs championship game in Tampa. The winner will also receive a meet and greet with a former Heisman winner.
Uh-oh. Harry Dog is raiding the fridge.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident. Ends December 3rd, 2016.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hey, it's Barry, Joel, and Nick until 4. We were just watching a little bit of a... I'm gonna retweet it right now, but...
How many songs did you get through?
No, it was about 30 seconds, but obviously you guys were watching something incredibly
interesting. That was amazing.
Pretty amazing.
Joel, you got to tell the people about this.
So here's the deal. So we all
you
know...
You got to tweet it. Is it on Twitter?
I just did it, yeah.
Yeah, retweet it.
Yeah, so basically, the Ryder Cup is this week, and for those of you that don't know, like you, Nick, it's the United States against Europe in basically team golf match challenges for 3 days, and it's happening in Minnesota this week. And as part of it, they're practicing today, getting ready for tomorrow. Well, the European team was on the course practicing, and the galleries are pretty big. This is a pretty big event for people that like golf, and some people were heckling the European players. And basically, Justin Rose, who won the Olympic gold medal, has won a major. Rory McIlroy playing, and Henrik Stenson, all playing together, were taking a lot of heat from a guy that probably had a little confidence, only this time instead of a keyboard, they had in the 12-ounce variety. And the guy kept saying, you know, you can't make that putt. You can't make that putt. You're going to choke on that putt. Well, because it's a practice round, the players don't care. And Stenson turns around and says, do you think you could make it? And he basically says, yeah, I could. Well, he said, prove it. He goes up into the crowd, brings the guy out, puts him on the green. They hand him a putter. They put a $100 bill right next to the ball. And the putt is basically, I would say, about 15 feet.
I was gonna say, yeah, about 15
yeah,
footer.
About 15 yeah. footer. And it's an American guy. I believe his name is Dave Johnson. Like I said, I retweeted it. But basically says, the guys say, you make it, you take it. And my man steps up with some pretty big nuggets, no practice putts, no getting the speed of the greens, and drops that sucker, and they give him the hundo. And he doesn't want to take it. And I'm like, and Rose is like chasing him around with the hundo, and he's like, no, I don't need it. Come on, man. You earned that money. You take that money, you put it in your pocket. And really, seriously, it's really good TV. If you watch it, and like I said, I retweeted it at Pac-Man Joel. It's pretty awesome stuff.
Dude, golf needs more of that. You know what I mean? Like, golf has lost that. When with the demise of Tiger, golf, I feel like, lost its appeal to kind of the fringe or the younger crowd.
Absolutely. Without Tiger, it just hurts.
And it's stuff like that can get them back, because that's something that can go viral. The people are like, yo, that was cool. Maybe I can go sink a putt if I go to an event. Not that it, you know, that's not like a once in a lifetime thing, but yeah, golf needs more of that kind of hype.
I couldn't agree more, because Arnie, God rest his soul, Arnold Palmer had Arnie's Army. And the reason why Arnie's Army was so popular back in the day, before Tiger Woods or Jack Nicklaus or any of these guys, was the fact that he was so humanizing to the people. He was a man of the people. He would talk to the gallery. He would do more than that with the gallery, supposedly, on the course after hours. But he was always friendly.
Did it involve liquids or solids?
I'm not going to get into all that, but I'm just going to say that he was a man of the people. Okay. But at the same time, then when you translate that to Tiger Woods, because it was such a cross-cultural, cross-social event when Tiger played, the one that always comes to mind for me is he's playing in a tournament in Phoenix, and there's literally a big, big, big boulder in the way of his ball, and basically checks with rules officials who state that as long as he's not the one doing it, you can move that rock if you have to. And the gallery, like five or six guys, take this hundreds, if not 1,000 pounds, boulder and move it out of the way for Tiger to hit a shot. And then it starts really sinking in, like how many people are just desperate to do anything to help Tiger Woods. And without him in the game, and he's saying he's coming back in October, but I just don't think you're ever going to see the Tiger Woods the way he was. But that was great for golf. And golf doesn't have that right now. John Daly, about the closest you have to it, is John Daly. And he was better when he was off the wagon, because it wasn't just about his loudmouth pants and all the things he did and used to do. It was about the fact that you could go and support a guy that, for the most part, was just like you. He was a beer-drinking, you know, partying guy that, oh, by the way, can hit a golf ball about 400 yards.
Yeah, because who hasn't stood on the tee with a heater in their mouth?
Not me with a heater,
and just, you know, beer and on the set your beer on the green or on the tee box, and
let me give you this one on John Daly, because you know he literally, until he went to the senior tour, was going to events. All these guys take private planes. He was going in a Winnebago, and the back window of the Winnebago had an awning that would pop down, and he would go to the Hooters in whatever market the tournament was in, and he had a sponsorship with Hooters, so where he could get free power, free water, and free food and drink from the Hooters nearest to the course where they were playing. And he would pull this Winnebago up, and then the awning would drop down, and it would say John Daly and his logo and blah, blah, blah. And after he would get done playing, he would head over to the Hooters, drive it over, plug it in, and then sit there and eat his wings and drink his whatever he's drinking, and basically peddle his merchandise out of the Winnebago while people could socialize and interact with John Daly. But back in the day when Daly was in the midst of all of John being John, they had a 2-day tournament when I lived in Portland, Oregon, and it was a team tournament. And he really didn't care about it, and so they'd do clinics and things like that to talk to the crowd. He literally was lit up pretty good.
Yeah.
And there's a bleacher, you know, imagine like a tall football bleacher, say probably 50 rows up and about, you know, 150 people wide. He tees a ball up on a beer can. Facing the crowd. Now, granted, behind the bleachers is the clubhouse and a parking lot. He full-blown with a driver, full swings it, carries it, thankfully, thank God, carries it over the bleachers, over the clubhouse, and it hit a car in the parking lot, which he could care less about.
Right.
But literally, the PGA Tour fined him like a 6-figure fine. They were like, don't you ever do that again, because taking all the variables into it, especially the fact that he was probably inebriated just a bit.
You think?
Can you imagine if he mishit that ball?
Oh, hit somebody in the head.
That would have been the best.
Yeah.
Part.
Funny. From close range. Well, at a time when we didn't have cameras on all of our phones, and probably, you know, that would have been a little different. But that's what that guy was back in the day. And then, you know, again, now the senior tour is actually promoting this guy like he's their number one attraction to come see him in the Winnebago and the loudmouth pants. But golf needs something like that. They need some
spice. They've
been
missing that forever. I think that something like that, and definitely getting the crowd interacting because in baseball it's so boring, but at least they have games could drag, but at least they have brawls. It could be boring and long, but at least they have brawls.
Golf, that's what golf needs. Golf needs more fights. If NASCAR can have fights, why can't golf have fights?
Okay, or I'll take
what?
You've never fought
on a golf course, Nick?
No, never.
Oh, bro.
Let me agree with that, but let me take it to a different level. Instead of the physicality, which golf would, because of the etiquette and the unwritten rules of the game, but there should at least be some crap talking.
Absolutely.
Like if a guy's over a big putt and your opponent should be able to say, Spalding, $50 if he eats it, that kind of bet. Just like, hey, you're going to miss that. Start talking. It's not ODB and Josh Norman, but if golf had a little trash talking, it could spice it up,
I'm sure there is, but it just needs to be more. Like, I'm sure those guys, if they're friends, they probably give each other the business.
You can find in terms of tennis is even lightened up a little bit, but golf is like there's so many unwritten rules. The thing that annoys me is like now when people watch on TV and because of social media and everything else, they'll call a rules violation on their couch. And they'll literally not only get through, but the tournament will go back, look at it, verify it, and penalize the player because Joe Fan on the couch with a golf rule book in his cocktail table decides to call a violation on a player, and it goes through.
Yeah.
That's when it's gone too far.
Yeah, but I think that I'm sure those guys, it's probably more like 50s ribbing, right? Like giving them the business kind of thing. Not like trash talk. Not like 2010's trash talk.
Right.
But it's probably like, I've seen straighter putts on something stupid like that. But that's probably how they trash talk each other. But we need more like in your face.
So they do it on the driving range. And some of the
We need more in your face and fighting.
It should happen. Yeah, and it's got to happen on the course. There's got to be at least crap talking on the course. It can't just be the stories you hear about guys putting guys down on the driving range. It's got to be when there's something on the line and it's in the middle of the heat of competition. That's our early vote for how to spice up golf. Forget the next Tiger Woods to come onto the scene.
Somebody on Twitter told me I should have curtsied when Travis crushed my hand.
By the way, I was going to mention that.
Probably would have been a smooth move.
Trav, Twitter live. The last two segments of our show and had like 500 people watching within 5 minutes. So if you want to put bad faces with good voices, at least we'd like to think so. We're going to start doing more of that too, because when you're in the living room, you got to be able to see who you're talking to. We're going to work on that as well. I'm not sure you want to see behind the glass either, but the debonair, suave, and slightly GQ-ish Nick Sciarra will also be visual at some point. But we're going to work on that as well. 713-780-ESPN. We want you a part of the show. Text us if they're not cowardly. Call in. We'll put you on the show.
Yeah.
And give us a tweet. We're going to have Pat Starr from State of the Texans next, and he'll be able to talk about J.J. Watt, the return of Brian Cushing, and much more. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5 FM.
ESPN 97.5.
Football season is finally here, and you have to head to your local Sawgrass Steakhouse with 57 locations and growing. There is one in the city you're going to be at for your game. Waco, Austin, College Station, Houston, we have you covered at Sawgrass Steakhouse. They are the best at what they do. 25 years of perfection, average just doesn't cut it. Get ready for the big game with a great meal at Sawgrass Steakhouse. Head to sawgrass.com, find the location nearest you, and enjoy a great steak before the game. That's sawgrass.com.
A gift from Zadok Jewelers will sparkle for years to come. At Zadok Jewelers, we offer an unrivaled selection of loose certified diamonds, leading bridal and fine jewelry, over 25 Swiss watch brands, crystal, and a legacy of master jewelers spanning 7 generations. Zadok Jewelers proudly represents over 50 luxury brands, including Chopard, Bulgari, Audemars Piguet, Mikimoto, Tacori, Harry Winston, Hublot, and Montblanc. Our master jewelers will custom design and handcraft the ring or jewelry of your dreams. Visit us at Post Oak in San Felipe or at Zadok.com. Remember, they're jewelry stores, and then there's Zadok's.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference, not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future too. So this year I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See RiteAid.com and circular for details.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Guys, we know you're ready for some new jeans this fall, and JCPenney's got you covered with great deals on your favorite pair of Levi's. Hurry in and find Guy's Levi's 514 straight fit jeans for only $34.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or starting Thursday, come in and get 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items throughout the store. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Valid 9/29 to 10/2. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Season refers to time period from 9/6 to 10/24. Check jcp.com or your Thursday newspaper for coupon and details. Offers and coupons do not apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99. Or for higher mileage vehicles, upgrade to Max Life for $24.99. Plus, earn double O rewards points on your purchase only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
If you or someone you know is struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol, or if it's a mental health, depression issue, behavioral, or eating disorder problem, you have to know you are not alone. Call the Addiction Recovery Hotline today at 1-800-214-4172. That's 1-800-214-4172. This is a completely confidential, free service available 24/7 with addiction advisors who will let you know about treatment options from short-term detox programs to intensive outpatient programs that allow you to still go to work or school to 30-day inpatient programs. The goal is to find the right program or facility to put your life back on track. Don't lose your job, your family, your life, or loved ones. Know your options. Call the Addiction Recovery Hotline today before it's too late. Plus, there are programs for parents to help with teens that they suspect may be having problems. Call the Addiction Recovery Hotline at 1-800-214-4172. Call 1-800-214-4172 today.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
What's happening, H-Town? Hope your Thursday is going well as we get ready for the weekend. We know we got football tonight. We also got football on Sunday. University of Houston at home tonight at TDECU. Trying to get revenge on the UConn Huskies after a tough loss last year. And then, of course, Sunday down on Kirby. At NRG, the JJ-less Texans taking on the Tennessee Titans. So the team that once was and the team that is and represents Houston, Texas. To talk more about the Texans and all the news of yesterday, today, and Sunday, we have a very esteemed guest. We have my man that has his own website, State of the Texans, Mr. Patrick Starr. Pat, welcome to the show. We're happy to have you, and we know that you got a lot going on, so we appreciate you taking some time to talk a little football with us.
Joe Barry, how's everything going today?
Very good, man.
Everything's great, man. How's everything with you the day after? I mean, Barry likes to call JJ Jesus, but, well, there was a come to Jesus, and the Texans without JJ Watt are definitely a different team, are they not?
Well, I guess it's for me, it's like a slippery slope to even discuss the JJ Watt thing, and here's why. If NFL teams, and if I'm able to pick it up, J.J. Watt, the first 3 weeks, was not himself at all. at any point, even with the Kansas City game where he had 1.5 sacks. He was nowhere near what he was, his Defensive Player of the Year awards, and even when he kind of broke out of it in his rookie season up till last year, he was nowhere near that guy. He was a shell of himself, and it was the first time where you really felt like J.J. Watt was just a normal football player, and even though all those guys, and that's how good and how athletic and how great of a player he is, that you could look at him and say, okay, something is not right. He was still giving, you know, some plays out there, but it just wasn't the same. And this might sound a little odd, at least now. It's always about what you do now. It's about how the team looks now. The Texans will probably be in better shape in the run game without J.J. Watt. His health alone created a lot of issues. They weren't scared to run at him. They weren't scared to run the football away from him. One thing that J.J. did very well when he was completely healthy, teams just quit running away from him because he was so fast down the line to get through and beat offensive linemen, cutting them off, that he just runs plays down from the back. So I'm not trying to down, and that's where it is, right? So it's, if I'm talking about the 2016 version of J.J. Watt, it's probably the best that he goes into rehab mode and get ready for the 2017 season. Because there just wasn't enough from him to feel like he was actually, at times it was hurting more the Texans more than anything.
So here, that's actually good news if you're a Texans fan then, right, Pat? Because you look at it and you say, well, okay, so J.J. wasn't himself, and for the first three games he wasn't close to being J.J., and yet their defense was pretty staunch take out the Patriots game. But for the most part, people were recognizing that their defense was playing together. The secondary, which we said on this show, had to step up and really not be as inconsistent as they had been in the past. Had a rough first week, played better against Kansas City and then the New England game. But overall, even Simon playing well helped out. The loss of Brian Cushing kind of gave some opportunities for some other guys, including Max, was it Bulla?
Yeah, Max Bulla.
Yeah, Bulla, and he's played well. So with J.J. out, kind of a two-part question, but can the defense maintain where they've been? And then with J.J. out, Antonio Smith is signed, but, you know, he was basically, as you mentioned on your Twitter account, but we had talked to Travis Johnson about it yesterday. He basically, for all intents and purposes, told everybody he was retired. So it's going to take him some time to get into game shape. So what do you see from the defense in terms of, are they going to keep clowning in the five technique? Are they going to move him back to where he's standing up on the edge? And what are they going to do defensively to kind of move forward without J.J.?
Well, so I think that's the big question. How are they going to do things now with Clowney? He will move back to the edge with Merciless on in their nickel and dime sets, him and Merciless. So I think they're okay then. The issue that starts coming now is that they've got to find someone else that can at least pose some threat. I would not be surprised if Antonio Smith is active on Sunday to at least provide 15, 20 plays of pass rush up the gut, to at least put some pressure to force the issue. Like you said, John Simon has been a plus. Bernard McKinney will probably be more of a rush scheme moving forward because he's actually a plus rusher when they let him go. So now the thing happens now, how are they going to help themselves out in the run? Jadeveon Clowney is more of a slashing and dashing type defensive end, unlike J.J. Watt, where J.J. was able to two-gap a little bit better and do those types of things. That's not what Clowney is built to do. He's more of that, like I said, that slash and go. So is Romeo Crennel going to keep his two-gap system where he wants his defensive ends to play both sides of the offensive tackles and different things like that? So they have some questions to answer, questions to answer. One guy I would probably keep an eye on is the rookie free agent out of Michigan State, Joel Heath. He's probably their best suited guy to play the run. Of course, you got to worry about rookies taking on a big load early in their career, early and without much experience. Christian Covington might fit into there a little bit, but I think when you start looking for defenders to stop the run, DJ Reader is also a possibility too, possibly moving Vince Wilfork out to an end where he's played before in New England. So they have options. They have options to make sure that they can hold up against the run. But the real question is going to come in the pass rush scheme. Who's going to at least take that spot of J.J. Watt? And against the Bears, they were concerned about him. They actually you know, slid protection to JJ's side. Then they figured out Clowney and Merciless. That's kind of when they kind of did their damage. Against the Chiefs, you kind of saw that kind of shift, and they kind of let JJ, you know, one-on-ones chip them every now and then. And against the Patriots, they just didn't care. They just blocked them like a normal person. So teams are catching on. They caught on in a hurry that this isn't JJ. Let's concentrate on guys on Merciless and Jadeveon Clowney. So this all, to me, falls on Romeo Crennel, how he's going to push the buttons, the combination he finds, and it's about generating pass rush. The run defense, I think they'll do some adjustments, but it's finding that guy, one or two players, that will be able to heat up the pass rusher along with Clowney, Merciless, and Simon.
After being inactive the last couple of weeks with a sprained MCL, Brian Cushing returns to practice. Pat, what are you hearing about that? Is there light at the end of the tunnel with Cushing?
Well, you know, the thing with most football players, and Cushing said it yesterday, you know, he's been hurt so much that he's not going to let something small, minor like this slow him down. This was originally reported as a 4 to 6 week injury. Well, he's come back in two. A lot of people are surprised, but after that, the week against Chicago, seeing some of the things he was doing on that Tuesday after the injury, just 2 days later, it doesn't surprise me at all. Will he play this week? It's still yet to be seen. He was limited yesterday. He was limited today. And I think they'll probably try to ramp it up a little bit more to see where he's at. But they're not forced to play him. But it's one of those things, again. It's about getting your best players out there. And the way Benardrick McKinney's been playing, they might just leave him as a three-down backer and just make sure Cushing's out there for first and second downs and until he gets his feet wet. But Max Bulla has done enough to make you feel good about, or at least make you feel a little more comfortable how they play in the middle. But they need Brian Cushing back in a bad way just because of how well he diagnoses plays and able to relay information to others what's coming. Because
for sure, you'd like to have him out there, but you think based on just what they've been through with JJ and the fact that JJ came back a lot sooner than people were expecting, they were hoping he'd come back, but it seems like they're going to be really, really careful with Dwayne Brown, with Brian Cushing, with anybody that's coming back from injury, just because of the fact that no one wants to play the blame game, but there's plenty of people pointing fingers out there, and we know that Billy O'Belichick does not want to have that fall on his shoulders, but he was testy about questions in that regard yesterday, so you know that they probably don't want to revisit that again if, you know, they rush someone back too quick.
Well, once again, you know, Brian Cushing was pretty upfront yesterday about that entire situation. You know, he was kind of shy at first talking about it, but as the press conference went on, he was pretty upfront that, you know, it wasn't as bad as what people thought. So, you know, Brian Cushing is a big boy, just like J.J. Watt was a big boy. You know, just like when you and I and Joel go to the doctor, right? We've got to relay information to the doctor in order for him to make the assessment. There's so many moving parts. You know, you just got to kind of trust it. You just got to go with it. And do I think something should have been handled differently with J.J.? No doubt about it. But it was clear that he was never getting healthy. And in terms of what Brian Cushing is and what he's doing, you know, if it's not as bad as he thinks it is, and there's no guarantee that he plays, you know, let him do what he has to do to make himself feel better at this point. Because Brian Cushing knows the clock's ticking on him. I mean, that's just the reality of the NFL and how things work for him. And no competitor, no football player wants to see the team playing without him. And if he's ready to go, and like I said, a couple of days after he initially injured that knee, I was kind of stunned at the things that he was doing shortly after this alleged 4 to 6 week knee injury. So if it's not as bad that they're saying it is, and Brian Cushing agrees with that, I don't know how we can even assess what the situation is or how you can be really critical of what's going on, especially with Brian Cushing.
Well, that's valuable insight. That is Pat Starr from stateofthetexans.com, and you can reach him at SOTTexans on Twitter. Pat, thank you for the valuable information, my man. We know you're busy with practice and everything, getting ready for the Titans game, and we appreciate you spending some time with us.
All right, Joe, Barry. Y'all have a good one.
All right, thanks, man. You too.
Thanks.
Pat Starr right there, ladies and gentlemen, as you find out that there's a lot of things going down on Kirby right now, Barry, and none the least of which is trying to figure out who steps in for JJ and what Romeo Crennel's going to do to try and mix it up now that he's basically done for the foreseeable future.
It's a mash unit down there.
It's crazy.
It is.
And you know, regardless of what Pat says too, and I know he's not affiliated with the team, but you best believe they're not rushing anybody.
Oh, they're
back.
Super sensitive about that now.
That is going to be touchy. Kind of like your hand after Travis shook hands with you. We got more of that and a lot more of other things. We want to know what you think and what's on your mind. 713-780-ESPN. If you want to text us or call us, or you can tweet us and get the Twitter handles that we continue throughout the show. We want you to be a big part of what we're working on right here at ESPN 97.5 FM.
ESPN 97.5.
John Granato here for Renters Warehouse, America's number one rent estate company. I mean, you still think of your home as real estate. Buy, hold, sell, maybe turn a profit way in the future, right? Well, Houston, snap out of it, because it's time to join the rent estate revolution now. I'm talking about renting your home with Renters Warehouse as your property manager. Only Rent Estate delivers steady cash flow, great tax breaks, and a powerful hedge against inflation. Renters Warehouse manages thousands of single-family homes. They find quality tenants in just 17 days on average, and they'll professionally manage your home for just $99 a month. No one's better at finding the right tenants at the right price and treating them the right way. Renters Warehouse advisors are standing by to help you find out what your home could rent for and help you join the rent estate revolution right now. Go to renterswarehouse.com or call 713-224-RENT. Renterswarehouse.com, 713-224-RENT. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate. John Granato here. Texas Mattress Makers is extending the Labor Day savings, and they are donating beds to the Houston Children's Charity. For every purchase of $500 or more, Texas Mattress Makers will donate a bed to a Houston child in need. Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation, corner of Lockwood and Navigation. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price. 20% off while they're also donating beds to Houston Children's Charity.
Hey guys, this is MMA fighter Chael Sonnen, and I am here to let you know, if you want to add a little bit of extra excitement to watching sporting events, I strongly recommend that you join BetDSI.com. BetDSI offers odds on football, on mixed martial arts, and on all major sporting and world events. At BetDSI.com, you can not only bet on this week's football games, you can even get action on Trump versus Clinton, and it's happening right now. BetDSI is offering 101% bonus to start using your sports knowledge to score yourself some extra cash. Go to BetDSI.com, enter the promo code BALL101, and you will be on your way to your first payday. Guys, getting started is simple. Register, play, win, and get paid.
Time out. Acme Party and Tent Rental. Have you been penalized by using the wrong rental company? Have they promised and not delivered on the quality of their service? Did their bad service cause you to have a delay a game? All of these penalties are avoidable. To ensure that your event is done right without any empty promises, make it Acme Party and Tent, the all-pro of party rentals. Acme Party and Tent. 713-739-2424. That's 713-739-2424.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Blank, Barry Laminack on a Thursday afternoon in H-Town as we kick it around and talk pigskin as we have the U of H Cougars on the field tonight at home against the UConn Huskies. We got the Texans and the Titans on Sunday. We've got a whole bunch of football in between, including an interesting game between Louisville and Clemson, as we watch some of the teams that are going to be very pertinent when you're talking about the Cougars. And, of course, we mentioned that the Cougars still have to take care of business each and every week, and this is a game against a team that they actually lost to last year, different team, obviously, but a game that they have to take care of business. They can make a statement if they win this game at home on national TV and take care of business, as opposed to keeping it close like they did against Cincinnati. And I guess, Barry, coming out of Pat Starr, we were talking a little bit about the Texans yesterday, but you know, the one thing that I keep saying that I expect to see until the Texans prove that they can counter it is that blueprint the Patriots laid out there for everybody to say there's a way to beat the Houston Texans, and Pat kind of touched on it, and that is we're going to jam it right down their throat, and we're going to keep running the football until they prove they can stop it. And as he said, when J.J. was 100%, and J.J., like we were used to seeing J.J., you not only couldn't just run away from him because you weren't going to run at him because he was going to take a double team and clog that up, but if you run away from him, he was so athletic and he was so good at taking on the first block and then going along the line of scrimmage to make the play that he could stop the ball carrier and be a part of the tackle that way. He's not out there anymore. We already talked about the fact that when Clowney is on the edge on the other side with his hand in the dirt, he's not exactly that big, burly, muscular guy that can hold his own against blockers and stop the run. So will Tennessee, with a two-headed running game that's about as good as anybody's two running backs in the NFL, do the exact same thing and just pound it right at the Texans?
Yeah, it's a good question because, I mean, this is a team who, in the Texans on defense, they're probably the best in the NFL against the pass right now. I think they've got 10 sacks. They're allowing like 151 net passing yards a game, which is – that's legit. Like, I think I saw they were rated number one pass defense right now. But they're on the flip side of that, they're like 25th, 26th in the league in rush defense. And against a top 10 rushing attack, which sounds weird to say the Titans have a top 10 rushing attack, but they do. Like you said, they've got that two-headed monster, and DeMarco Murray is running the ball well. They can't pass to save their lives. Mariota's not doing well from the stand. But when he gives that rock to Murray, they're fine. And so I think that's the dynamic that you look at is you've got the Texans who can't stop the run, and you've got the Titans who can run the ball, and that's where I think the game is going to be made. Do I think that spells doom for the Texans? No, I think they'll win even without J.J. Watt. Like you said, you run at him, the Patriots showed the blueprint. So now it's just reconfiguring that line and figuring out how do you get better as a defensive unit stopping the run with or without J.J. Watt, because that's something that they were going to have to address anyways, whether he was there or not.
And the other thing that you go to the other side of the ball, and we also need to cover special teams for sure, but when you go to the other side of the ball, we saw a good Brock Osweiler against the Bears. We saw a so-so Brock Osweiler against the Chiefs. And then we saw a very bad Brock Osweiler against the Patriots. That already got everybody all fired up, commenting on how, questioning whether Brock's the guy. I mean, look, money aside, they've basically said you are the guy. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, there's no going back.
But there's also no question that he's got to play better. And so you would think that Tennessee's also going to dare, on offense, dare Brock to beat them, load the box, and say, hey, are you going to be the guy that was playing well against the Bears, or are you going to be the guy that played really bad against the Patriots?
Yeah, well, wouldn't you? I mean, seeing the track record and how many games he's played in his career, I would. I certainly would. That would be the guy that, if I'm game planning against the Texans, I'm not going to let Lamar Miller beat me. We've seen what he could do.
Right.
I'm not going to let Nuke Hopkins or those young receivers try to beat me. It's going to be squarely on the shoulders of Brock Osweiler. And that's where I would, you know what? I'm loading up the box, stop the run, and do what you can do, kid.
Yeah, and I'll say this. They play better at home. The crowd's been great, which they always are. And they feel more comfortable. Their record at home over the last couple of years is fantastic. It's the road games that mean the most, and they're going to have to prove that as the season goes on. But, you know, you're looking at a team in Tennessee that is improved in a lot of ways. They went out and they made a move to make sure that DeMarco Murray is in their backfield, kind of taking the load right now while he sets the table for Derrick Henry to step in, the Heisman Trophy winner from Alabama in his rookie year, learn some things and be ready to. But both those guys capable of toting the rock. Offensive line is better. They've drafted some big receivers. Mariota, a work in progress. A guy that we all know can run, but to your point, he has to prove he can pass. Now, I watched that game against the Raiders that they lost 17-10 last Sunday, and though they lost that game, they had ample opportunities to win it. They did move the ball very well between the 20s. They didn't actually do a very good job scoring. But the one thing that they did late in the game that impressed me was they went on a two-minute drill in which they moved the ball right down the field, and Mariota made some pretty good throws into double coverage. Where they got hurt was they were penalized twice inside the 20 in the red zone. Both plays resulted in touchdowns that were called back. One, an offensive pass interference on Andre Johnson, which was questionable, and another one, on a hold when they scored right at the goal line. So they had their opportunities. Mariota proved in a fast-paced offense he could move the football. But again, to your point, he's got to do it for four quarters, and he's got to do it throughout, you know, both with running the game and passing the ball.
Yeah, this year already, four interceptions, three lost fumbles. But the good news is for him is he's getting Kendall right back. So that gives him another weapon to rely on. But given how he's performed so far and given the deficiencies that the Texans have stopping the run, if I'm the Tennessee Titans, I don't leave this up to Marcus Mariota to prove he can go out and beat a division rival. I give the rock to DeMarco Murray, spell him, like you said, with Derrick Henry. And that's how I got. That's my game plan to go beat the Texans on offense: is run the ball, run the ball, run the ball, and then let Brock Osweiler try to beat you in return.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's what you got to see. And then the you know, we always talk offense, defense, special teams, but the special teams element, which hasn't been an issue, which is a good thing, because if it's not an issue and you're not talking about it in a bad way, then it's probably just doing its job, because we know the return game isn't like it used to be in the NFL. But the problem is in the New England game, this was a Joe Avizzano-type special teams effort. I mean, this was back when everybody was pinpointing and hammering on their special teams week in, week out. But from the fumbles to the missed tackles to the penalties crowding a receiver when they're trying to field a punt, the special teams took a huge step backwards.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien knows it, but the entire coaching staff knows it. And to a man, the players know it. They've got to be better.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that was their – going into the season, you wanted to see improvement on that side of the ball. I felt like in the Bears game they did, and then it's just kind of gotten worse since then. So they came out looking well, and I don't know how you fix that right away. I mean, you're kind of stuck with who you got, but so you got to coach them up and hope that they go out and execute better than they have or that they did against New England.
Yeah, for sure. So there's a lot to keep an eye on, and we get ready to keep talking Texans until we get up to game time. You'll have Barry with me here till 4 tomorrow, Travis Johnson back in studio so he can address some more things on the Texans, and we can also break it down a little further. But we want to hear from you as well. 713-780-ESPN. You can call us, you can text us, or you can tweet us at Pac-Man Joel or at Barry is Funny. We are here till 4, and we'd love to hear from you. ESPN 97.5 FM.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.